right, we are back for the final segment of tonight's show. Jim Hobgood alongside Frank Maloney. You're listening to Who's Talking. Earlier tonight, we had John Oliver, associate assistant, number two guy in the athletic department, whatever his title is. He's important, as they say, and really valuable to the overall athletic activity in Charlottesville. Sorry we missed Brian Bolin. I'm sure he had a very good reason as to why we couldn't catch up with him tonight. We'll certainly have him on again in the future, but wish both Brian and the tennis team good luck as they move through the balance of their season, which hopefully will conclude with a national championship down the road.
Here, here.
I think we want to thank our engineer tonight. Is that correct?
Hard to believe it, but Michael, who's sitting in for a change as our engineer, has done a great job.
This is the first team. They finally gave us the first team. You know,
I know. We had to go through 35 shows to finally get Michael.
You know.
Anyway, we had no hiccups.
He's an all-star.
Except for finding Brian Bolin. Other than that, he gets A-plus grade.
Absolutely, and we thank all the people from an engineering producer standpoint that have helped us throughout this year. Still have that one show on May the 20th, and who will be on that show, Mr. Maloney?
Well, first off, it's Thursday, May the 20th, is the final show of our first season. We'll do a spring sports show
Summary, preview, whatever.
Doing some post-mortem, some previewing, some interviewing, and anything can happen. We do know that Terry Gates will be joining us in studio, so
Lord, he and I will double-team you. That's always good.
Heck, we've certainly got plenty of tall basketball guys will be in here, so hopefully there'll be some air left for little Frank. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. At this time, I think what we'd like to do is we'd like to thank some of our sponsors, and certainly I'll begin by saying West End Orthopedic and TGI Fridays of Richmond have been outstanding in their faith in us, and we could never have hosted these 35 shows without them.
Absolutely. LeClaire Ryan, Charlie Meyer, Vern Inge, who was a guest on the show a few weeks back, we thank them for their support as well.
As also Janie Montgomery Scott's, John Maloney and Bill Jeter, they were outstanding to.
And who's John Maloney again?
I think he's my brother, youngest brother, no less.
He's a lot better looking than you.
Oh, that's what nobody says that. Another cheap shot. Oh. How do I survive this?
And the Virginia Athletics Foundation, they've been supportive throughout the year in a number of ways. So we thank them for their support.
And a great organization, thesaber.com. Bought into our plan really last
very early on
last May and June and
have archived our segments. Chris Wright,
Mike Ingles,
Chris Horn have guest appeared
many
on
times.
Our show several times and provided valuable information as well as media support.
In addition, CapTech Ventures with Sandy Williamson and Slaughter Fitzhugh, two great guys and. We appreciate their support.
Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist. Just last week, we had Dr. Bobby Call sitting here with us, a terrific guy that, thanks to you, I've had an opportunity to meet. Local Richmond guy, fabulous doctor, but also very knowledgeable about football.
And we are going to have him back in the fall to talk a little football on one of those shows.
Very young-looking guy, too, by the way.
Hard to believe he's over 50. Anyhow,
he's over 50?
He is. La Mera Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, outstanding sponsor, and we certainly appreciate the support they've provided this year. And
Going back to the fall, had a terrific reception down there.
For our sponsors in October.
October, I think. And I think everybody really enjoyed that, so we thank them, and that's a wonderful place. If you want to take your spouse or special person out for a nice evening, La Mera would be a terrific choice.
In addition, Joe Kelleher at Kelleher Heating and Air was nice.
What colors are they?
Orange and blue, and they're always with you. How about that? And they're a great, great guy and a great company. And we know that Frank Soden had to approve this ad buy, and we thank him because he's certainly, if anybody's a dean of the airwaves in Richmond,
he's an icon in Richmond radio, that's for sure.
Holy cow. And also First Capital Bank and Garage Tech, two awesome organizations as well who jumped in here this spring to help push us through to the finish line. And we hope to bring on Berno Hamilton here in May 20th show to talk a little bit about his business.
And all these people, they kind of took a gamble on us, and we appreciate their support, particularly in year one, and hope that many, if not all of them, will return for future seasons.
Very good. Also, we just got an email in the last day or so from Jerome Meancy, UVA's basketball player, and he's planning to go over to Europe to play professionally next year. Jerome, you know, has agreed to stay in touch with us, and hopefully he will email us back and forth and give us a perspective of what it's like to play basketball in Europe. So we're very excited about that new relationship.
I've had a few former teammates that played in Europe. I could give you a perspective on that, but not on air.
I think it's gotten better.
Yeah.
Much more exciting.
The quality of play, and Jerome, what a terrific young man. Great representative of student athletes at the University of Virginia. Won the Skip Prosser Award at the ACC tournament for the outstanding academic basketball player in the ACC this year.
Which is quite an honor, and hopefully UVA will keep winning that award. I think it says a lot about the UVA program. Let's remind everyone that we're going to have Terry Gates joining us on Thursday, May 20th, here in Who's Talking. 6 o'clock start that night. That will be the last show of their inaugural season, and looking forward to previewing many of the spring sports in the NCAAs.
Yeah, certainly lacrosse will still be underway there. Hopefully they'll still be playing lacrosse at that point in time, and certainly baseball will.
Tennis.
So there'll still be a lot to talk about. And for those of you that suffer withdrawal between now and May 20th, you can email us at whostalking@sportsradio910.com, and Frank will respond.
Well, we're certainly excited about the prospects for all these spring sports teams. The NCAAs are looming on the horizon, and there's high hopes in Charlottesville for a lot of those programs. And I think a few of these coaches would very much like to do what George Galdnovich did this year, and that's to win an NCAA title.
Absolutely. Want to finish the year strong. It's been a great year for the Hoos.
Go Hoos.